you know what I mean, like, ever, maybe aside from Red Line.
Huh, I have not seen that.
I don't think a lot of people have. When people think Gundam movies, they usually think the original trilogy or Char's Counterattack, which is very good too. But F91 kind of gets forgotten about because it's so late UC, and Tomino hated it. But Tomino hates everything, so it's okay.
Yeah, he's another, I hate all my own work, yada yada.
He's just some there.
Yeah.
The G-Reco movies are coming out soon, so I'm kind of excited.
Did you like G-Reco? I was not into it at all.
It's okay.
I liked the mech designs.
The mech designs are great. It's just that the story goes from kind of weird to kind of incomprehensible once they go back to space.
I thought it was incomprehensible from the beginning, so...
No, the only thing incomprehensible about G-Reco for the most part is Bellary's motivations don't make sense at any point. So if you kind of just accept that Bellary's insane and try and ignore him for the most part, it's not too weird. Like, hey, I just killed your boyfriend. Let's hang out.
Cool.
It's definitely a little weird. Someone mentioned... one of the mecha animes they liked about a guy on foot with an anti-tank rifle, that's Mellow Link from Votoms.
Huh.
I haven't watched Votoms yet. I've been kind of going through some old anime first. I watched Orgeas. I'm watching Dunbine now. I also watched Ogram. They're all kind of varying quality.
Hmm.
You're not, like, into older mecha anime at all?
I mean, I watched the first Gundam, I watched Zeta, and I stalled out on Double Zeta. I also watched OG Macross, which I liked.
The OG Macross is the best. Like, it's got some quality, but for, like, an actual anime series, the animation's way too good.
Yeah, definitely pretty awesome. I loved, like, the theme itself. Just the... The whole idea of, like, human connection and how, you know, like, love transcends everything. I mean, first of all, Do You Remember Love is an absolute banger of a track. So good.
Pretty good. Most of Minmay's songs are, like, really short, though. They don't have, like, full versions. It's kind of sad. If it came out recently, they would definitely have full versions, but...
Well, it's not that sad, because Minmay is human garbage, but...
Well, yeah, it can't be helped. What's really funny is that she actually does her own dub voice in the ADV dub.
Really?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Pretty cool. I also like Hikaru. He's not even the best pilot in the show, despite being the main character. Like, he's constantly struggling not to just get shot down while Max is, like, styling on the entire fleet. I definitely would recommend watching Lacrosse Plus. It's kind of, like, more of the same. It's really good. Soundtrack by Yoko Kanno, can't go wrong. But the other Macross entries are kind of, yeah.
I keep hearing good things about, the new one, Delta. At least the girls in it.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, Delta's just so far ahead in the timeline that, I don't know, I'd feel weird watching it without watching Seven or Frontier.
Seven for the crazy music.
Seven actually becomes a good anime, but the problem is it has like 15 episodes of pure nothing at the start.
Oh.
Like, they play the same song for like those 15 episodes, Planet Dance. It's, I don't even know why, because they actually have a big catalog of music, but for whatever reason, they just use that one track. A lot of people actually do skip Double Zeta, so, I mean, you can skip it.
Yeah, I probably should.
There's another good OVA called Igloo. Yeah, Igloo. That one's in 3D, like completely. It's actually pretty fun.